We are up to Simen Tov Kuf Vov in Hilchis Yantiv, the halachas of kneading on Yantiv, and we are up to Sif Gimel. That's what we'll be doing today. Halash Isa B'Yantiv Yachol Hafrish Menu Chala. The halacha is that it is also to be mafrish trumas maisris chala on Shabbos and Yantiv because it's a nira kemitakein. Even though there's no tikkun in gashmias, since you're doing a tikkun that makes it mutter ba'achila, Chazal made a gzera and they answered it. Not so when you go and knead a dough on Yantiv, since it is mutter to knead dough on Yantiv, to have fresh bread on Yantiv. So the same way that we are lemaisa allowed to do that, Chazal went ahead and we're matur the hafrash eskala as well. A second thing, ulaholicha lakoin. And to this the Rama adds, afili hafrisha me'esmal. There is no iser in bringing the challah to a kohen in the days that you give it to a kohen to eat, which is in chutz la'aretz, bizman hazeh, according to many, you're allowed to give it to a kohen katan. Certainly, bizman hamikdash, when the truma was tahor, when the challah was tahor, you're allowed to bring it to a kohen. The shita of the marshal is, now what happens if you have a, if there's a rishus harabim outside, and there's a problem of carrying. So the Mishtabura points out, on Yantiv, that's not a problem. On Shabbos, if you have no Erev, and there's a Rishus HaRabim outside, it's also to bring the Kohen the Matanis. The Chiddush that we have here is that it's not considered a Tikkun. The Tikkun is actually the Hafrosha, but not giving it to the Kohen. You're allowed to give it to the Kohen, even on Shabbos, even though you were Mafreshit before Shabbos. What happens if there's no Erev outside? You can't bring it to the Kohen, but the Kohen can come to your house and he can eat it. The Marshal holds that on Shabbos there's a Gzeira that if the Kohen comes to your house, that he'll go and carry it outside. La'halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, does not go with his Shita and holds that it's absolutely mutter. Okay, so the halacha is that you're allowed to, even on Shabbos, say if there's an Erev, you're allowed to go and give your challah to a Kohen, where that's no Geya. Avol, says the Mechaber. Isa shenilosha be'erev yantiv, also lafresh mena chala be'yantiv. Chazal did not permit the taking of chala from a dough that was needed on erev yantiv. You should have taken your chala erev yantiv. They were not matured on yantiv itself. And we're left with the gzera of the iser being mafresh trumas and maisers on chala. Now this is even in trumas chutzla, in chalas chutzla arts, which is a drabana. Furthermore, what happens if b'mezid you went ahead and you went against the halacha and you took challah? The halacha is it is usur to eat the dough till Matzoy Shabbos. Whereas if it was b'shogeg, it was some kind of accident or mistake, the halacha is although it's usur on yontif, you can have it on Matzoy yontif miyad. When does the dough become chayiv in challah? The halacha is when you're dealing with challahs Eretz Yisrael, it is miyad. When you're dealing with real challah, Doraisa, as soon as you put the water into it, that's called Shas Gilgal, the halach is its chayv and challah. Whereas in challah that is Tmeah, which is all challah bizman hazeh, you are allowed to wait from being mafresh challah till after you finish the challah, the entire kneading of the dough. Therefore, if a woman started kneading the dough on Erev Yantif, but completed it on Yantif itself, the halachi is that you're still allowed to be mafresh challah, even though you could have theoretically been mafresh challah in the very beginning. Now, what do you do then in the case of a dough that was baked on Erev Yantif, a dough that was kneaded on Erev Yantif? So you can't take challah. How are you going to eat that on Yantif? So the Ramah says, Aval ochel ela ochel u'mishayir ktsas u'lamachar mafresh ben amashur challah. This is with chalas chutzlaretz. In Eretz Yisrael, even bezman hazeh, you can't do this. Chalas chutzlaretz, leave off a piece that you don't eat. After yontif, you're allowed to be mafresh challah from that piece. So the piece should be bigger than what you're going to take for challah. This is in chalas chutzlaretz that you can use it as long as you took off a piece from which you'll be mafresh challah after yontif. In chalas Eretz Yisrael, you do not have this option. V'imrot sayucha lolish odisa. If you're allowed to bake the bread for the sake of eating from it and then take challah off later. You're allowed to go and knead another dough and then put the two doughs together. The yafresh me osi isa gamal shalosh me erev yontif. You can allow the challah of the new dough to cover the dough that you needed on erev yontif, and that would be permissible. How big a dough do you need? Some hold just a little bit, because you put it together with this dough, they're all chayav challah together. Others say no, it's got to be an entire new shear, that you're not using the erev yontif challah for the sake of making a shear challah. Now, with regard to baking it, are you allowed to bake the piece that's going to be challah as well? Lechura, you're not allowed to. So what do you do then? I mean, lechura, you're not allowed to bake it because you're baking something that's not going to be edible on yontif. So some say that what you have to do is just leave it out and not put it in the oven altogether. And you should not be baking it. Others say that you're allowed to bake it. And this is the famous case of Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, where you forgot to take challah. So some say there, and we're noig b'shas atchak in Chutz Laaretz, that you give it to a kohen katan. You give it to a little kohen, and he's less than nine, and he's allowed to eat it. So then, the Mishnah Berurah says that you can do this b'shas atchak. And there would be no problem of baking it because he's allowed to eat it on Yom Tov.